Hello, Shalom Aleichem to all the wonderful members of Elite and Rise. A few little hakdamos before I start. I first want to thank Mrs. Berkowitz for giving me the schus to speak before Rosh Hashanah to all the chashuva participants. A little bit of a disclaimer, I'm in Eretz Yisrael now, and I don't have my svarim with me. I only have my laptop, and I had some mikoros for this year, just behashgacha on my Google Drive. So I am not sure to whom to attribute all of the things that I am saying. I believe some of it is from Mrs. Shira Smiles, and some others I am not sure of. So I apologize for not attributing properly if I don't. Okay, shofros. So there's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which was perhaps quoted in one of the previous shiurim, and it says like this: Amar Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchios. Say in front of me on Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos v'shofros. So say the psukim of malchios zichronos and shofros. Why? Malchios kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Say the psukim of malchios in order that you coronate me, appoint me king over you. Zichronos, say the psukim of zichronos, kedei sheyavo lifanai zichronechem litova, in order that will come in front of me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, your remembrance for good. Ubameh, with what? How do we accomplish this? With a shofar. So let's focus on the last words of this piece of the Gemara. And it says, Ubameh, with a shofar. What does a shofar create? Or perhaps a psukim of shofros create, not clear from the Gemara. What do they create? What do they generate? What can they affect in terms of malchios and zichronos? Which means, like, how is the shofar going to enhance my avod of malchios? How will shofros enhance my avoda of zichronos? So we can understand a little bit that the shofar facilitates malchios. We understand that the shofar is an instrument, a horn, a trumpet, similar to a trumpet, just like a trumpet is used to herald the appearance or the coronation of a king. So too, the shofar proclaims, coronates, helps us coronate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, herald his appearance. And I'm sure this was probably developed or touched on the Malchios Shir. But what about Zichronos? How does shofros or shofar facilitate zichronos, as the Gemara says, kedei sheyavo lefanai zichronechem l'tova, in order that your remembrance should come in front of me for the good. So what does that mean? Either our deeds were positive and they're good already, or they were negative and they were not good already. So how would shofar or shofros impact those? How can it change? How can it make our zichronos come before our Kadosh Baruch Hu litova? Now, we don't have sources in front of us, and anyone knows me, I always like to look in texts. So if you'll just indulge me, I'd like to read this Gemara again for a minute, just the text of the Gemara. Amar Rava, or Rabba, I'm not sure. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos v'shofros. So say those sets of psukim. That's what we say in the Musaf Shmon Esrei. Those brachos of malchios zichronos shofros. Malchios kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. Zichronos kedei sheyavo lefanai zichronechem letova. Ubameh, with what? With a shofar. So we ask the question, how does a shofar help this? So the Sfas Emes addresses our question, our quandary, in a very unique way. And he says the bameh, with what, with a shofar, is not going on the tamlichuni aleichem. It's not answering how can you be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu question, answer with a shofar. It's not answering that question, bameh. how, and he's not answering, how do we get our zichronos to go before our Kodesh Baruch Latova, b'med b'shofar? No, that's not the question, and that's not the answer. The answer is b'shofar, but those are not the questions. The question is, it says, imru lifanai b'rosh Hashanah, malchios zichronos b'shofros. Now, if you look carefully, that word lifanai is seemingly extra. We could say imru, say, B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichronos, V'Shofros, say those psukim. What is the Lefanai doing there? So the Sfas Emes says, the Bameh, B'Shofar, is enabling us, is the recipe, is the secret of how to get Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai, B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichronos, V'Shofros. Now skip. Ubameh B'Shofar. How can I approach? How can I get to the Madrega of Lefanai? Through the Shofar. The Shofar or the Shofros is the vehicle, the mechanism by which we can get to the state of Lefanai. That is how we can get to the state of how we can stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so today we're going to explore how the psukim of Shofros and the actual time of Tkiyas HaShofar can enhance our experience of Lefanai, of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the Gemara also in Rosh Hashanah explains that during the time of Tkiyas Shofar, each and every one of us is ki'ilu alone before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are, the Gemara says that the Shofar is kibifnim dami. It's similar to being inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The moment of Tkiyas Shofar transports each and every one of us into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay? Kibifnim dami, as if each and every one of us was bifnim, once again, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And of the many, many, many unique aspects of that avoda, one of them was that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Now, this is Rosh Hashanah, but this is Ki'ilu. We are in a state, we're going to be propelled to a state of Ki'ilu in Yom Kippur, and nobody was allowed in with him. As the Pasuk says in Vayikra, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'ol mo'ed b'vo'o l'chaper b'kodesh ad say so. Nobody was allowed to be with him in the ohol mo'ed b'machaper in the kodesh when he was machaper, until he came out. Nobody was allowed with him. What does that mean, that no one was allowed with him? It means that it was just the Kohen Gadol and the Borei Olam. Nowhere to hide, no one to hide behind. No one, no shields. There were no bluffs, no disguises, no masks, no subterfuges. The Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the Madrega that we are on. That is the situation that we are in by the time of Tkiyas Shofar. That each and every one of us is kivyachol alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we are alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no hiding. Who we are, what we are, our essential core is exactly what is evident. Our essential core, what we're all about, is open before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During the year, we try to hide it. Rosh Hashanah, it's all there. I believe Mrs. Smiles says this. There was a story of a villager who was visiting the city. And for the first time, he went into a movie theater, into a cinema. And he sits down, it gets dark. And on the screen, he sees a story unfolding. He sees a drama coming to life. He's just entranced with what he's seeing and what he's viewing. Now he knows that when you're in the dark, it's very hard to see all the details. He was so enamored with what he was seeing, he kind of drew the conclusion that if this is what he's seeing in the dark, how much more will he see if he flips on the lights? So he made his way to the light switch, and to the great dismay of the rest of the audience, he turned on the light to see better. But of course, when you turn on the light, what is on the screen fades at best, right? At most, it goes blank, but the illusion disappears. What had entranced and enchanted the audience, the fantasy that was there was gone. The light is on. Reality is back at home. They scream at him, "Fool, put out the lights, turn out the lights. We want to see. We want to return to our fantasy," right? That's where they wanted to be, with their mind numbed to reality, staring and living in an alternate reality, convinced of its truth, right? And that is perhaps where we spend some of our time during the year. But standing before Dvare Olam on Rosh Hashanah, right? L'David Hashem Ori, the light is flipped on. We're in the Kodesh HaKadashim. The light is there. There is no fantasy. Reality is stark right before us. The Or of Rosh Hashanah causes all the illusions to disappear, right? A whole year we're caught up in darkness. On Rosh Hashanah, we gain perspective. When the true light comes on, our priorities line up very, very quickly, right? If it's a fantasy that we're chasing after, it's a fantasy that we're pursuing, then we see very clearly that it's a fantasy. Rosh Hashanah, and specifically the moment of Tkiya Shofar, and we'll see through the Psukim of Shofros as well, gives us a chance to evaluate our priorities. Who are we? How do we want to act? That moment in the Kodesh HaKadashim, we understand who is the king, who is the subject, in very simple, stark clarity. And this is similar to what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, and we're so familiar with this all the way from kindergarten and first grade, when he speaks about Tkiya Shofar. And he says, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, even though the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah from the Torah, and that is why we do it, no other reason other than that Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it, remez yeshbo, there's a hint in it. Klamar, uru yeshenim mishinaschem, wake up you sleepyheads, v'nirdamim hekitzu mitardei maschem, and you people who are dozing, also wake yourself up from your doze. Search out your ways and do tshuva. When a person sleeps, what do? We dream. The dreams start coming, and dreams, we start to remove ourselves from our reality. The dreams create a new reality. How many times have we both woken up trembling from a dream in a cold sweat? It seemed so real. It seemed so tangible, right? The illusion that we conjure up just seems so real. The shofar, as we said, wakes us up. Uru mishenim mishnaschem. Wake up from your dreams. Wake up from that alternate reality. Right? See what is real and what is fake, and do tshuva. On Rosh Hashanah, we remind ourselves about whose world this really is. We are in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's home. We are his guest in this world. And if we're a guest, then we have to abide by the house rules and by the roles that the Baal HaBayis, in this case, Kadosh Baruch Hu, has given us. I might add that this is a chizuk for the mundane tasks of life. Right? What are we at our core, if not servants of our king? And what is our job at any time? Our job at any time, our role, is where Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be. The light is turned on, and I wake up from my dreams. I'm before Kodesh Baruch Hu. the video or the movie is no longer playing. I see whose home this world really is and to whose service I must commit myself. Yeah, so that's the Tkiya Shofar of the Mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. Let's segue into the Shofros part of Musaf. That little Gemara of Bameh B'Shofar is a little bit ambiguous if it's referring to the Tkiya Shofar or the Psukim of Shofros and Musaf. So now we're going to focus on how those as well, many of them, can get us also to the state of Lefanai. Okay, the introduction to Shofros, and again, we don't have sources in front of us, is a dramatic and detailed description of Ma'amad Har Sinai. And in fact, the third tam from the Rav Sadia Gaon for Tkiya Shofar, he has 10 of them, is that the shofar reminds us of the shofar which blew when Torah was given at Har Sinai, right? Shene'amar ba v'kol shofar chazak ma'od. What's the connection between Matan Torah and Rosh Hashanah? Why is the introduction to Shofros Matan Torah? It seems like this would definitely be a very nice addition to a Shavuos tefillah. But what about, why is it here in Rosh Hashanah? And why is it going into such detail about the Ma'amad Har Sinai and the giving of the Torah? Let's stop for a minute also and just get us back to our original question, which we might have forgotten along the way, was how does the shofar and shofros activate the lefanai that will facilitate our coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we discussed, and how does it facilitate that the zichronos will be litov? So if you pause this and go and grab a machzor, you'll see, like I said, that the beginning of Zichronos is a lengthy description of Ma'amad Har Sinai. Let's just look at the very end of it, because we don't have the whole text in front of us. Let's look at the last lines of that introduction, and it says, V'ne'amar v'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos ves ha'lapidim. Pasuk says that the whole nation saw the voices, the noises, the thunders, and the lapidim, the fires, ves kol ha'shofar, they heard the voice, or they saw the voice of the shofar, the mountain in smoke. They saw, they were agitated, and they stood at the distance. Okay, now let's focus on this. It says, "V'kol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos ve'es ha'lapidim." Ro'im es ha'kolos. So you may be familiar. Remember the Rashi where he said, Ro'im es hanishma, right? How can you see thunder? How can you see noise? So Rashi says they were able to see that which is heard. The Nefesh HaChayim has a tremendous hesber on this. And we know there's an expression in English called seeing is believing. What we see, we see things that are quote unquote tangible. We see things that are Gashmi. We see things that are physical, that have a shape, a length, a width, a height, right? And something that we see, we accept as real. Seeing is believing. Whereas something that we hear about, maybe yeah, maybe not. Ah, it's there. The Nefesh HaChaim says, that's Ruchnius. We hear that it exists. We hear it. But we don't take it on. It's not as tangible, something ruchni, as something gashmi. Okay? By Har Sinai, they saw the sounds. Ro'im es hanishma. They heard, they saw the sounds of the shofar. The ruchnius took on a tangible reality. Rav Eisman, Moshe Eisman, the Mashgiach HaNei Yisrael, describes the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kodam HaChet. And he says, he was a neshama that had a goof. Like, let's take us for example. We would say, what are you? I'm a goof, and I have a neshama. My ani, I pat myself, my ani is me. I'm a body, and I have a neshama. Adam HaRishon was the opposite. His ani was his neshama. His real, what am I? I'm a neshama. Ah, yeah. And I have this goof that's like hanging on. Exactly the opposite. After the chait, on the relationship inverted and became what our relationship is. That we're a goof and we have a neshama. Okay. At Ma'amad Har Sinai, we were roa es hanishma. things that we heard about became a tangible reality. The shofar of Sinai, I think Mrs. Smiles is who said this, allowed us to say, Naaseh v'nishma, right? That allowed us to grasp Gashmius as a reality. Okay, on Rosh Hashanah, at Shofros, we need to pause and imagine Har Sinai and to hear the shofar sounds, see Ruchnius, see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu exists. There is no reality besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The psukim of Shofros help us come closer to that. And it's interesting. We said, why are these psukim here in Rosh Hashanah? Matan Torah is really the culmination of Maaseh Bereishis. The last psukim, pasuk, in Perek Aleph of Sefer Bereishis, Vayara Lukim Eskol Asher Asa V'nei Tov Ma'od, Vayer Vayevoker Yom Hashishi. It was Pasuk Lamed Aleph, not sure it's the last one, but towards the end, right? And we're familiar with that Rashi that says Vayer Vayevoker Yom Hashishi, as opposed to the other days where it said Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, there was no Hey HaYediyah there. So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a hey there to teach us that he made a t'nai with Maaseh Bereishis, that if Klal Yisrael is mekabel the Torah, right, then the world will exist. The whole world is tole and omed on Matan Torah. So Matan Torah is really the seal of that 6 day of creation, which is Aleph Tishrei. Right? Rosh Hashanah. So that is incredibly appropriate that at Har Sinai, right, we went back to the Madrega of that day, that Madrega of Adam HaRishon, Kodem HaChet, a neshama that only has a goof, right, that only has a goof, not a goof that has a neshama. The reality is now in perspective. And this perspective of reality, or this reality in perspective, will sweeten our zichronos. During zichronos, the history of the world from Maaseh Bereishis until our ultimate destiny, Mashiach, is referenced. And the Siv Seh Chaim explains where it's when it says Maaseh Ish Upegudaso, which means the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the deeds of each person and their job, their tafkid. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the broad swath of the history from Adam HaRishon and the destiny till Mashiach of Klal Yisrael and sees how each and every one of us fits ourselves in to that long story. Our Pikuda, our task is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, and how we fulfilled that tafkid. Right? How successful are we in fulfilling that tafkid? If we recalibrate ourselves through the shofar avoda, right? We recalibrate our realities, that Ruchnius is real, that our neshama is real, that is the universe that we want to live in, then our tafkid, no matter at what point it was up until now, will direct towards Mashiach and the Geula. And hence, the avoda of the shofar and the accomplishment of Lefanai will accomplish our hamlacha v'kadosh baruch hu and be the cause of our zikaron to be ole litova. A good geben shtiur to everybody. Thank you again, Mrs. Berkowitz and the entire Elite Rise staff for all the beautiful, beautiful things that you do.